وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in previous episode, we talked about different dimensions of human soul and we ended up talking about the fitrah. We talked about different arguments based on fitrah and different functions of fitrah. We said in the previous episode, we said that one function of fitrah was to build a meaningful communication with the religion, divine religion of Islam, and especially the source of that divine religion teaching, which is the Holy Quran. Now, we want to read some of the ahadith about fitrah that from the infallible imams and from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also his infallible progeny, we have some teachings that are interesting about fitrah. So Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says in hadith, Alhamdulillah alladhi alhama ibadahu hamdah wa fatarahum ala ma'rifati rububiyyatih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who inspires His praise to His servants, the servants of Allah, when they encounter the great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they find themselves as if they have been inspired by saying Alhamdulillah. And sometimes it happens for some of the mu'minun, they say Alhamdulillah and they don't know why they say it. Maybe it's one of the cases of ilham, inspiration, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught and has inspired the person to say Alhamdulillah. وَفَاتَرَهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَعْرَفَةِ رُبُوبِيَّتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people with the innate nature of knowing ma'rifah, awareness of rububiyyah, which means nurturing power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one nurturing us, taking care of us. And he continues to say kalimatul ikhlas, which is la ilaha illallah fa'innaha al-fitrah. Deep in our souls, we realize that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one God. Tawheed, monotheism, is one element of fitrah that also Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam appeals to when he talks to his friends in the prison mates in the prison that he was thrown to Prophet Yusuf by Pharaoh. He says, "Arbabun mutafarriqun ya sahabay as-sajn." Oh my friends, oh my friends in the prison, my fellow prisoners, "Arbabun mutafarriqun khayrun." He is not appealing to theological systems. He is not appealing to ideological arguments. No. He does not bring in the argument from, I don't know, necessary being, cannot be two or anything. No. He appeals to the fitrah of people. He doesn't just name it. But the way that he talks to shows that it is asking they themselves with the common sense. Sometimes maybe we call it common sense, the fitrah that they had. أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّغُونَ خَيْرٌ. Having different deities and gods is better. Or أَمَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. But one true Almighty Allah, God. So you see that kalimatul ikhlas, la ilaha illallah, is within our hearts. We realize that we prefer to have one powerful God than having different deities that they fight with each other and they, as if they don't have anything to settle on. So that is one hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin about fitrah. We also have other ahadith that we inshallah cover in the next segment after the break.
Ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of fitra in the Holy Quran and in some of the ahadith that we have. And in the previous segment, we said that one of the contents, if we can say, of fitra is kalimat al-ikhlas, la ilaha illallah, the belief in one God. Another thing that is left within fitra is ma'rifatul wilaya, the knowledge and awareness of wilaya of the Prophet, and then the awsiya, the vicegerents of the Prophet in his ummah. And we have this in our ahadith, that the fact that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and will not leave his creation without a guide. Maybe you say that the Holy Quran is the guide, and it is true, but there are different verses of the Holy Quran that they need interpretation. And Quran itself says it, that there are mutashabihat verses that have different interpretations. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, only those solid and grounded in knowledge can interpret that. And then when you go even to people who are like normal people, you realize that they have different opinions about the interpretations of those verses. So رَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ should be different. And also another verse, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, you should explain it to people. So these two are always together. Also, there is another verse in the Holy Quran that says, سَبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سَبْغَةً, the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that has been interpreted to wilaya as well. The person having the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that color is the way that he connects himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, many people claim that they believe in God, but what God they believe in? The God of Abraham alayhi salam, the God of Musa alayhi salam, the God of Isa alayhi salam. So if you believe in the God of all these divine religions, then after the final prophet, you also need to make your way, the chain of this transmission, the chain of this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is through the Imam of the time. In some ahadith, we have it that fitra has been connected to the practices that we have. As-salat wa hiya al-fitra, from the Prophet we have this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is true, because you see people that they like salat, even if they are not Muslim. Sometimes there are certain things that we have, but because we have them, we don't understand the value of them. They look very normal to us. But other people who look from outside, they realize, no, this is something different. And you can see that in the encounter of some people with the prayer and salat that Muslims pray, different levels of it, like for example, sajda, prostration, or ruku', that a person bows in front of an Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even the translation of the things, the recitation, the dhikr that is there, all of them are based on fitra. It's possible that a person, because of different habits that he or she has developed, gets distance from it. But once he goes back to the fitra innate nature, looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realizes that this is, if not the best, one of the best possible ways to connect to his Lord. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to know more about the teachings of the religion of Islam. Thank you very much for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.